can't get no better. Working in the gutter, Natty can't get no better. In wife day a yard, she a feel all the pain. In wife day a yard, she a feel all the pain. Natty working on the plantation. Can Natty working on the plantation. Can this a poor man's story? Your black people make a poor man's story. You better play it by your radio station. Canati working on the big plantation. Canati working on the big slave ship. Slave master does a crack with the whip. T working on the big slave ship. Slave master does a crack with the whip. She working, she working, she working, she working, and she working all day, and it can't get no pay. She working all day, and it can't get no pay. She working all day, and him can't see no pay. Friday come, and him can't see no pay. Saturday come, and him kids start starving. Sunday come, and him wife start quarrel. Poor man's story. Lila! God is a poor man's story. Wow! We never end in glory. Jah make me till I never end in glory. It only lead to another tall story. Do it, yeah! But not to chat up the Amharic language. But not to chat up the Amharic language. But not to still and really keep him culture. Can not to chat up the Amharic language. Whoa, eh? And carrots are meaning for one. Bullets are meaning for two. Leave it out! Staffa are meaning for three. But they step you down the line and make you set me brother free. This a poor man's story. And let me tell you never end in glory. It only lead to another tall story. Yeah! Cannot teach them is a righteous one. We down in a Babylon. And a TJ that is a righteous man, eh. Go ahead. Can a TJ that is a peaceful one, eh. Not TJ that is a peaceful one, eh. Can me say stride by stride and not in a tick right. Stride by stride, not in a tick right. Bunny and Clyde, me say them take cash and no die. This a poor man's story. Go ahead. And this a poor man's story. You're not to do it in another tall story. Don't make me tell you this a poor man's story.
Hello, this is the offices of Dr. Octagon. If you have insurance and medical problems, I'm here for you for any type of intestine surgery, rectal rebuilding, relocated saliva glands, and chimpanzee acne. And of course, moose bumps. You can call 1-800-PP51-DOODOO. I'm in your corner.
Every Sunday morning at 9, join me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Each week we'll be exploring the wonderful world of modern jazz. From hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz, Sunday mornings at 9 on Sheffield Live.
Taking a patient out of the bathroom into water. That's right, get in the water, touch the electric wires. Hold this. Here's some bread.
Now you tell me how you can live in an apartment with the pieces of a person rotting away with decay and not knowing.
I was totally sick. Sure, that's true.
Washing bones. Why were you washing bones?
It was snowy.
Think about it. If you was there standing looking at me, what would you do if I hit your face with dog doodle? Smear people with flies on your forehead, spit in your salad, vomit on your brother's breakfast. Take your ass inside, burn your mother's house, bring pet mice and scare your sis with a gray mouse. Then drop him under the bed, leave him there, dead. Take out your parakeet with scissors, clip his head. Then get the charcoal, what's up, burn your dog legs. Walk by the barber shop and hit the glass with eggs. Then go in the club and dance, mix the alcohol. Great with rose spray, here's a drink, have a ball. Dance to the music, watch a party pooper. Yeah, you know, I'm destructive. I'm destructive. I'm destructive. I'm destructive. Bashing your head with 10-4 cans of Campbell's soup. I'm on the roof and I left the pigeon out the chicken coop. Stole your checks and flushed money down the toilet bowl. Look at the frog, he's gone too down the commode. Four pan on the carpet, your fur was my target. Give the baby some gum, a pack of bubble yum. Stick it in the rugs, smear a green lightning bugs. All around the walls, down the hall, checking out beating on flame pits. Niggas at their armpits, down, smelling funky. Check out the junk. Spit, I'm destructive. I'm destructive. I'm destructive. I'm destructive. Like a green, red, blue reindeer, dead, lying down with a fawn, copulating, having sex, mating with a baboon with buffalo wings. Like Hitler, the German Shepherd, coming down with a brown spotty moose, just sound as soft as a goose. We all here with tickets for Van Halen, Gorefest, Autopsy, Def Leppard, and Spaz. Come on, drop the jazz, Grateful Dead, rock with it. I'm destructive. I'm destructive. I'm destructive. Hey listeners, welcome back. This is hour two of the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. As we look to the studio visuals, and it's Toonstruck, which is the Christopher Lloyd full motion video video game. Is it a video game? Was it? I'm not sure. It's Christopher Lloyd in a computer graphics animation world. It sounds as bonkers as it is. Anyway, that's what we're watching in the studio. Let us know what you're doing out there. Get in touch at thenightchain.co.uk. Or send us a text. Okay, so we had a couple of reggae cuts at the end of that. First up was Anthony Johnson, Equal Rights, as sampled by Prodigy in Wind It Up. I'm going to send that one out to the long-suffering Alma. So I went to watch Prodigy a few weeks ago with her and sister-in-law Sinead. It was brilliant. you know, those guys know what they're doing.
They've been doing it for a while.
They have. That was one of the interesting things about it. It was at Leeds Arena. I'm usually ambivalent about arena shows, but yeah. Leeds Arena is built for music, so you're quite close. There is a big pit, floor seats and whatever. I'm just quite glad I wasn't down there. It looked insane. Kind of, you expect maybe some, you know, bopping, jumping.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't expect multiple circle pits, yeah. The full floor bumping and jostling. More lasers than I've ever seen. at one point, some lights lifted up and there were two giant
ray guns blasting lasers out. So
yeah,
that's
proper, proper big show.
Yeah. And
that's what you need for an arena.
Oh, 100%. And also, well, it's strange, you're seeing like three generations. So there'll be like grandparents, kids, yeah, and like grandkids there. You're like, oh, they really have been going for a long time. We had excellent seats. I was like, oh, I'm never standing up at an arena show. At one point, my sister-in-law looked at me and said, is he writing notes? I was like, yeah, leave him to it. So, yeah, kind of like show notes, I guess, making notes of what I remember hearing, little snippets they were dropping in. Because I was designated driver, so I was like, you know, looking around, taking up the vibes. It's pretty good. Usually, if I'm... I'd just be texting you, but I thought I'd give you a break. So, yeah, so just like little samples that were dropped in. Kind of almost like medley sections, which was weird. Like, I had notes hadn't been put onto Setlist FM.
They just do the basic tracks.
Just do the basic tracks, but then kind of at the end drop in a vocal sample. Or so at one point, they dropped in the Prodigy remix of Method Man.
Oh, yeah.
Release
Yourself. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I've not heard that for ages. It was one of the first CD singles I remember having, listening to that on repeat on my paper round. Yeah, excellent show. If you ever get the chance to go to Leeds Arena, I thoroughly recommend it. Sitting down, even better. After that, we had Sir Cox and Sam with Poor Man's Story featuring Levi Roots on mic duties of Reggae Reggae Sauce.
Yeah, Mr. Reggae Reggae Sauce.
Yeah, the intro for the keener eared among you there would have noticed it's as sampled on Q Project's Champion Sound. I was thinking, I was listening to Champion, all the different versions of Champion Sound the other day. And I was like, where's that actually?
How many are there?
Eight different remixes? Yeah.
Too many.
What I thought was the original is actually the Alliance remix, which is the second one. So it's an even older version, but they all pretty much sound the same. I think I've got three mixes. I don't think I've got the Total Science one from. Anyway, we're in the weeds. I mean, that's the show, isn't it? Then after the break, we had Dr. Octagon Undestructive from the album released 30 years ago last week. Is it called Dr. Octagon or is it called Dr. Octogynecologist?
I think it's called that. The artist is known as Dr. Octagon.
Yes. So released in the UK on Mowax, one I still have the CD copy of. Not many cuts you can play on air unedited, which is why you always hear Blue Flowers. But you said a different station played.
I heard Earth People, which is you sometimes get Bear Witness.
That's true. We played that on this show a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Dan Yorta made it on production, Cuba on the break, the cuts. One tune has got Cutmaster Kurt on production. And this is one of the problems I have with streaming services. Trying to find the Cutmaster Kurt version, I was like, why is this version different? I was like, this is different to my CD. It turns out for future streaming services, they put a different track on, a different version of...
it's like remixed.
No Awareness. It was one of them. Yeah, just a completely different backing track. The one that samples the Twilight Zone. And then, the one that we played, Undestructive, has got the... Oh, you said the break. What is it?
Shack Up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it goes into that little excerpt of something. It might be Alice Coltrane.
Oh, yeah.
But in all the streaming services in the future...
Chopped it all off.
Yeah, it's all gone. So for ages, I was like, listening to it on the streamers. And then, put my CD on. I was like, I knew it. I thought I was going mad.
How it should have sounded.
Yeah, exactly. Right, just looking at the next song up. I'm going to have to turn this one down a bit. super loud.
Coming in hot.
Yes. Right, this next one is Q-Tip, Let's Ride.
All the low riders, the big riders. Hold up. What happened in the car, yo? For real, been a nigga. Brand new truck, butter sauce seat. 4 point something with a low ride something. Ain't nothing better than a ride out the hood with it. Who looking better and damn you looking good in it. Take a chance with a nigga in the choice ride. Listen to the CDs I play inside. Mos Def, J, Prince, and Stevie. Marvin Gaye, Led Zeppelin, and Biggie. And when the evening is over, love, gonna find a nice spot for the rover, love. Do things to make the man in the moon blush. My mind race, but I tell my waist don't rush.
use the upper echelon piece. So when you find there's a stash, then you don't freak. You wanna nibble on a nigga ear and do all the things that make a nigga wanna get near. Oh, I'm a Queens representative. Get wild by any means, my incentive is. When we done, I start it up again and ride around with you, cause you my special friend.
Me and you, I think we should ride. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Second part, my ride is like art. We get creative in it when we take it out and spin it. The back seat is the canvas we paint it on. Abstract and work we create and own. The TV's in the back in the dash too. Got Miss Napkins and bamboo. Don't worry, the tint's past the legal one. Outcast banging loud in my eardrum. The way the wheels spin, cutting through the still wind. Outsiders looking in with the ill grin. Fuel injected, brand new inspected. Emissions got tested, details perfected. Got the armor all touch, empty out the Dutch. No tobacco spilling on my rug clutch. Kick off your shoes, show off your pedicure. Shake off the blues, we off and getting more. More of that thing, stuff that brings ecstasy, making you cling. A little harder than your average hug or grab. Lady, tell me this is better than taking the cab. And when you bounce, tell all your girls. You rode around hot wheeling, drinking no Earl. Vacationing, V up my V8. Just one night we drive and we escape.
Me and you, I think we should ride.
Thank you. so true, but she went away and left me. Now I don't know what to do. Lena, oh Lena, Lena baby, I need you, yes I need you so. Lena, 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 come back to me darling, cause I love you so. Lena, you're treating me bad, bad, bad. Taking it hard, hard, hard. Lena, Lena, come back, cause I want you bad, bad, bad. Lena, Lena, come back, you gon' make me glad, glad, glad. Lena, 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 oh Lena, 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 baby, back to me, cause I love you so. Lena, oh Lena, 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 it's so bad to be all alone. Lena,
yes, more Octagon. Sorry.
Don't apologise.
No, it's... well, yeah, they released the Octa Instrumentalist. I don't know what it's called. all of the cuts, but not just instrumentalised, but also kind of almost made into actual musical pieces. This one's got a glockenspiel solo doing the doing the chorus, which is possibly unbroadcastable. Didn't want to take that gamble. This weirdly is one of my favourite cuts on the album. One strangely that I know most of the words to. I'm not proud of it, but we are where we are, folks.
One for karaoke.
Yeah, coming to the Springvale next time. Excuse me, mate. You got any Dr. Octagon on that machine?
So we've only got Blue Flowers. Oh.
Yeah, typical. I need album cuts. Anyway. So we started off that little smearny set with Q-Tip, Let's Ride. Shout out to whoever makes the auto playlist in Wolves Hogshead.
Is that on there?
Yeah, I was in the Hogshead on Friday night in Wolverhampton, which is about as bleak as you'd expect. And it's like, oh yeah, like, forgot how good a jam it is. Just that beat comes in. You're like, oh yeah. A few people around the pub were tapping feet though. I was like, yeah, you know, one for the normies. It was making me laugh. At one point, I was taking a picture of something on the floor alongside for an album. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, there's just a screwed up cigarette butt of an unsmoked ciggy. It just makes me laugh. You just don't see it that often. Then we went into The Love Lights with You Said It Shouldn't Break My Heart. That's a Chicago three-piece of, I think, some sisters, but then changed this and that. Just an oldie. I've been listening to a lot of old soul this week. This is why this show is peppered with it. So that one I really liked, so that's why that went in. Following that was technically one you told me about that I'd forgotten about.
Oh, Aquarius, Drift to the Center. I heard that on the radio last weekend.
Released on Good Looking Records in 94/95. It's actually Fotech, one of his aliases, one of his many aliases. That one sampling... who did I say it was sampling?
Timothy Leary.
And also RPM. 2000 on Mowax, which is how I ended up finding that. It's also on my want list and has been for a while and will continue to be on my want list. We looked and it's over 150 quid for a copy, and that doesn't even come with a proper sleeve. So yeah, but that one's going to be staying in MP3 or make your FLAC form for a while. After that was Johnny and the Expressions, Now That You're Mine, released on Josie in 1966. One that was I've not heard of. Another one you hip me to. You sent me the post of that dude.
Yeah, what's he called? Snoobs.
Yeah, Snoobs on Instagram. So it's Blake Rain.
He's just got a funny Instagram page.
Yeah, it's he's the guitarist for Duran Jones and the Indicators, who are on Coal Mine, I believe. So yeah, he just posts videos of him really enjoying, like cheap, well, not always cheap, but 45s.
Yeah, just going mad to Deep Soul records.
Yeah. So if you're into Deep Soul, I'd recommend giving him a follow. It's not good for your pocketbook, though.
Yeah, the want list.
No, yeah.
Ever growing.
Yeah. It's quite funny, though, because whenever I see the records he's playing, you then go to Discogs, and it's like, oh, last one sold 20 minutes ago. It's like, somebody's had the same idea as me. But so, yeah, that's definitely worth checking out.
And then that was the finishing one after that, wasn't it? The Andre Tanker 5.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
With Lena. So this is from an album called Afro Blossom West, released in 1969. And they're out of Trinidad and Tobago. Apparently, they've been called the Bob Dylan of the Caribbean folk jazz genre.
Right.
High praise indeed. And also, just slightly weird, but there
isn't
you go.
It?
It was actually reissued, because the original of this is mega expensive and rare. Reissued in 2018 for the first time. This is one of those mysterious songs that I don't know where I got it from, where I heard it, where I want it. It just
ended up in a folder on a playlist.
It's just there. I was like trying to rack my brains going, there must be some backstory to this. I must have read about it. I must have heard it on a show or something. Anyway, I've got nothing. Sorry.
Sorry, folks.
I just liked it.
Have you at least listened to the rest of the album?
I've listened to some of it. There is some originals. That's one of his originals. There is some covers on there. Hugh Macassay was on the version of that. His song was some jazz standards. Dizzy Gillespie. Bunch of other bits and bobs.
I'm going to send that one out to Freet Broner, who's tuned in, listening, reading some absolutely scandalous replies to what is your go-to sandwich that everyone else thinks is disgusting but you know to be manna. Just a quick little go through on these. Apricot jam and brie. What was another one? Oh, I can't find them now. Marmalade and grated carrots. So yeah, right, we'll leave you with that and play some music.
Another anniversary cut now, we'll be back in a bit.
Trapped. like a black hole with mortar.
No circuit, walk home, broken, breaking pieces of houses, open keyhole empty.
Meet
you out in California, rucksack, sleeping on nude beaches, performing for our dimes and nickels.
Suicidal street corner, speaking out our peaceful to the land, with a pulled up parking meter till the soil turns to wind.
Across the bread,
melons rind, an open empty shell.
Which ones get the poet's bed?
And kicks the pebbles loose. A sylvan lot is painted real.
A horn of frigate carcasses.
Same old hat.
Same difference.
The same old hat.
Big
difference. The same old hat, big difference.
Ah.
folks. We have almost made it home.
Yeah, so do you think that was at the top of the show, that was a fair assessment?
You know what? I'd totally forgotten you said that.
Excellent. But that's what I want. the last thing I want is just you go, that was a handbrake.
No. So we, yeah.
We did okay.
Well, it's good. We've done a lot worse.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that is true. I was a bit disappointed. Shout out to all the live listeners last week who heard the false start.
Oh, yes.
You edited it out of the upload.
Do you know what? I wanted to put it in, but it didn't work.
It did not.
There was not enough. It sounded better in the studio live to us than it did on the broadcast.
Right, okay.
I don't know why.
It sounded awful in the studio.
Yeah.
It is still available on the Sheffield Live website. I did have a listen. I think, yeah, no, you're quite right. It was a world of red line in the studio, wasn't it? I thought we'd blown a speaker. Anyway, right, where's my show notes? Did we start off with one of mine?
No, it was my anniversary pick for Clouded.
Yes.
The debut album, which was a kind of actually just a collection of their first 6 10-inch EPs they put out. Big Dada and Mush label combined to release that under a self-titled debut album. Pretty mad stuff at the time for Big Dada. I remember this one really blowing me away when I first got it. I was like, never heard anything like this. When it, you know, they've generally been releasing pretty sort of solid UK rap till then.
Yeah.
And this was like from outer space. So yeah, they were a trio out of Cincinnati. Yoni Wolf Y. Dose One and Odd Nosdom was on production. They soon relocated to Bay Area, I think, and then sort of co-founded, or certainly had a role in forming Anticon Collective and that label.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They only did one more album after this, the 10 album, and then kind of all went their separate ways. But yeah, that album is the first album anyway. Well worth a listen if you like anything sort of psychedelic and pretty weird ambient. On that as well, was just using a drill. Or I think it might even be a food blender, actually. It sounds like a drill, but I'm sure I read it was a food blender to play a melody.
Wow, that is out there.
Then we played something new on the Shelter Press label. That was Ileana Glass with the track Good Friends Call Me E from the new release E at Home. It's 20 minutes, selections from her, songs from her, taken from her debut album, also called E. There's a theme here. But this new one is all recorded through one microphone onto a small 1970s reel-to-reel. So super raw, as you could hear from that recording. And there's also a song dedicated to, what's she called? Emma Hoy, Sergei Mariam Gebru. Remember her?
Yes.
She's the Ethiopian pianist.
The pianist nun lady.
Yeah, we've played before. There's a song dedicated to her on that. And then there's a slowed down version of that song also on this.
Right. So,
if you like the sound of that, go check it out. It's on Bandcamp. I think the actual records, limited edition records, have sold out, but there is some other ones available.
Then we had Beck, Thinking About You from 2023. There is a new song out called Ride Lonesome that's in a similar vein. But I like the old one. I like the comment though on the video for the new one. It says, when Beck writes a lonely acoustic song in the key of E, it's an instant classic. Which I think, I don't know if it's in E, but it kind of works, I think. New album coming out soon and tour. He also hinted on an interview that he might have secret albums hidden on YouTube. But what? I think he might have just been saying that. Sadly, the fans aren't as obsessive as Beck as they are for the next band that we played.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of secret albums.
Yes.
We played the teaser there from Boards of Canada tape 5, which was the kind of thing that precursed the album announcement, didn't it?
Yeah, that album comes out in a couple of weeks, I think.
But it doesn't feature that track,
no.
Apparently, according to track listings. End of May, it's due. People on the internet extremely excited about this.
Yes, very much so.
You want to read some YouTube comments, go into that.
I was quite like, I saw some people going, I'm not fussed about Boards of Canada coming back and making an album. I was like, well, you know, I think I am. It might sound the same, might not, who knows? Yeah. But, you know, quite like, if you like the sound.
Yeah, and that other new track that's come out has also got, sounds pretty cool.
Mm.
So we're going to finish up now with a long one.
Yeah, that's true. We've got a little bit of time to sign off. What is this for the list? Listen Again Crew.
This is Synchro. Look at yourself. The DJ Rum remix or drum remix. I only just discovered this recently, even though it's one of his earliest releases.
Cool. All right, we'll be back next week. Fingers crossed.